Over the past few weeks here at KCUR, we've looked back at the lives of some local people whom we lost in 2013. But there's one we just heard about, a musical pioneer from Topeka. When she was already in her 60s, Teresa Cuevas started one of the first all-female mariachi bands in the country. And when her musical career was almost cut short by a historic accident in Kansas City, Cuevas found other ways to keep the mariachi tradition alive. We're going to listen back to a story we produced about Teresa Cuevas 5 years ago, and then hear from a new band that's dedicated to carrying on her music in a very different form. Mariachi is typically played by men, but in 1980, 7 women from a church choir became a regional phenomenon, trading the traditional black pants for long maroon skirts. Mariachi Estrella was one of the first all-female mariachi bands in the country. They performed all over Kansas and had some unusual gigs, like serenading some National Guardsmen. 88-year-old Teresa Cuevas' eyes sparkle as she remembers.
We surrounded them and they didn't know what to do. They looked at each other and we kept just getting close to them and, you know, and singing, and we had a good time, and they didn't know how to, I don't know why, but they acted like they didn't know what to do.
And that's the novelty of, because usually, you know, men sing to women instead of the other way around.
And here
that's,
we were serenading them, and we were having a good time. Oh, I enjoyed it, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. Mm-hmm. That was something.
Teresa Cuevas was in her 50s back then, the oldest in a group of boisterous young women, and it meant something special to her. Teresa started playing classical violin when she was 8 years old. She got so good that in junior high, she was invited to play in the Topeka High School Symphony. But when she graduated in the 1930s, musical talent and good grades weren't enough for a young Latina to find a job beyond cleaning offices or sorting eggs.
I know I graduated with quite a number of girls, and I know I wasn't any dumber than they were, and they got the good jobs right away, but I couldn't get any.
So Teresa got married and had 5 children, but her relationship with her husband was troubled, and she says she wanted to make a name for herself. She started playing violin with the Our Lady of Guadalupe Choir.
The music was a part of me that made me feel like myself, like I used to feel, and that's what helped me to get over that. And I think I grew as a person because I had to get away from feeling that I was nothing.
By the time she was in her 50s, Teresa had divorced her husband, and with her fellow choir members, she found a new love. Band member Rachel Sangalang was 22 at the time.
We called it mariachi fever that we caught when we came out. It's mariachi fever. I guess you either love it or, you know, it just happened to strike a chord with us.
Their passion was contagious, and Mariachi Estrella developed a following. In July 1981, they were invited to play in Kansas City at the new Hyatt Regency Hotel. Teresa remembers the whole community was proud.
And the women especially, they said, oh, thank you, good for you, good for you, for a woman to be playing.
When they got to the hotel, they were on their way to change into their costumes, walking across a second-story skywalk overlooking the lobby when it happened. The skywalk above them suddenly collapsed and brought them all down.
I was asking God to help me in Spanish. I said, Padre Santo, ayúdame. And I had already made up my mind that I was going to die, but I said it real loud, and then all of a sudden the man said, she's alive, there's a live one. And the only thing I could move was this hand. And I grabbed his hand, and they lifted it just a little bit, and they dragged me out of there.
4 of Teresa's band members died in the collapse. 114 people died in all, and more than 200 were injured. The skywalk collapse at Kansas City's Hyatt Regency remains one of the deadliest architectural disasters in U.S. history. And in the little Guadalupe parish in Topeka, some families drew their curtains and didn't open them again for years. It took a couple of months before Teresa recovered. She had a crushed vertebra, a concussion, and severe bruising. But as soon as she was back on her feet, she started playing for the choir again in church. The music helped her recover. but she had a different focus now.
I know God saved me, and he saved me so I could be a better mother to my family and keep them together.
Mariachi Estrella played together for a little while, but the surviving members found themselves drawn into their families, and each spun off their own groups. Teresa concentrated on teaching mariachi to her grandchildren, and with them, she kept the name Mariachi Estrella. Now her granddaughters are finishing college.
They both said, Grandma, you know we're going to come back. The trouble is, even though they love mariachi music, but they've seen so many things that they want to do. Isn't that beautiful? What has opened up for these two girls?
Maria Teresa Alonso Cuevas died December 12th at the age of 93. She had 13 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. But those 2 granddaughters she told us about 5 years ago in the story you just heard now find themselves mourning the loss of their musical mentor just as they released their debut album. Maria and Tess Cuevas were both named after their grandmother. They recently formed a group with a few other musicians called Maria the Mexican. They describe it as Americana soul Mexicana groove. Come right on. Twenty-five-year-old Maria Cuevas says that although the band's sound is wide-ranging, the sisters' foundation is mariachi, and there are 2 traditional songs on the album they just released.
When we sing that music, it feels natural and it's easy.
The sisters studied and performed for 10 years with their grandmother, both starting around age 11. Maria played a traditional string instrument called the vihuela, and Tess played violin. Throughout high school, they performed 3 or 4 times a month with Mariachi Estrella.
Sometimes it was a little difficult because all my friends were going to this party or hanging out, and I couldn't go because I had a mariachi gig.
Maria and Tess both graduated from KU and have other careers, but they're passionate about music and have big hopes for the band Maria the Mexican. And about that name, Maria Cuevas says they want people to ask because they want to talk about their grandma.
I just want to be able to continue to tell her story and have her live on through our music and sort of never forget where my sister and I came from.
Maria the Mexican released a debut album called Moon Colored Jade in November, just a month before Teresa Cuevas died. It includes a traditional mariachi standard, El Cascabel, or the rattlesnake. Maria Cuevas says her grandmother was able to follow the progression of the new band over the past 2 years.
She was actually able to come to one of our shows. She just was so happy, and you could tell. And when we played El Cascabel, she just lit up. And she was telling everybody around her, like, oh my gosh, that music is so hard, because it's a pretty difficult song on the violin. And that was a show, we actually opened for Los Lobos. And so it was funny because they really wanted to meet her and they were very excited about her a little more than us. And so, you know, we're used to that. But we were so happy that she was able to come. And then after that, every time we had a gig, she would say, I'm going to come. And we'd be like, well, Grandma, you know, we play at 11 p.m. or 10 p.m., you know, and she's like, that's okay. I don't care.
The band Maria the Mexican has a number of performances coming up in Kansas City, including the release of their album on vinyl at Prospero's Uptown Books on February 1st.
mi amor, platicando con mi amor, anoche por la